For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Katie Reardon. A Memphis community theater will turn 100 years old officially early next year. Over the last 6 months, Theater Memphis has been undergoing a major renovation ahead of its centennial season. But as WKNO's Christopher Blank reports, it may be spring before the show finally goes on again.
So this all starts with trouble, as the old song goes, right here in River City, with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that's because a few years back, Theater Memphis started letting patrons take drinks into the theater.
And all of a sudden, intermission became a real problem because everybody had to go to the bathroom because everybody had gotten something to take into the theater to drink.
That's Randall Hartzog. He's showing me around the beautifully renovated building on the corner of Perkins Extended and Southern.
This all started with women wanting more restrooms.
And now there's double the seating capacity. For the past 8 months, the theater has been closed for an $8 million facelift, mostly to the lobby. On Thursday, we got a first look at the new interior, which hadn't changed much since the company built here in 1975. Besides the bathrooms, one feature that never improved with age, or rather the age of audience members, was the sunken lobby with its multiple steps down to the bar. That's gone now, and some are pretty impressed with the changes.
It's unbelievable. My heart's just pounding. Yeah.
That's retired costume designer Andre Bruce Ward, who worked here for 40 years, starting in 1976.
It needed to come into the new century, I think.
And that would be a full century. The Amateur Theater Group got its start in 1920 and is one of the oldest continuously operating companies in the United States. The coronavirus put a big dent in its year-long celebration, and for local performers like Jared Johnson, it's been a time to reflect on what having this venue means to so many people in Memphis.
It's a struggle. The struggle is real with this life that we're living, where the only way you can even be part of art is something virtual.
The theater is now looking to the future in more ways than one, to the century ahead, but also to the spring, when the musical Hello Dolly marks a return to live theater. Here's executive producer Debbie Litch.
In so many ways, it came back to that tagline, wow, 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 look at the old girl now.
A girl who doesn't look a day older than when she took her first bow. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.